Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This hadith is about the punishment of God. And in this hadith, Imam Hussein alayhi salam explains a little bit about the punishment of God and asks God to save him from this punishment. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram, which is a very sacred and holy, as well as a very sad and solemn month. In this month, the hearts weep for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and his loyal companions and his family. In order to better benefit from this month, it behooves us to look at not only the story of Imam Hussein, what transpired on that day, the events that led up to that day, and then also the events that event led to subsequently, but also look at the message of Imam Hussein, why he rose up, as well as, in general terms, the wisdom that Imam Hussein imparted to us and which has been related to us and has been narrated by narrators of traditions from him. One of those traditions is this beautiful hadith that we would like to recite for you today. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said the following, Allahumma, O God, la tastadrijni bil ihsan. As you know, one of the concepts which has often been mentioned in the Quranic sciences is the concept of istidraj. Istidraj is a concept which has been mentioned in the Quran. It refers to fact that God Almighty gives people blessings continuously with the hopes of their increasing in their punishment. Like, for example, let's say that somebody is given a blessing, and instead of being thankful for it, he is ungrateful for it. God Almighty, sometimes in order to, increase the punishment of this person, he keeps giving this person blessings so that his ungratefulness can increase, and eventually the punishment for this person will be so great, that it will be a great punishment. This is a concept we call istidraj. So here in this beautiful hadith, Imam Hussein alayhi salam asks God not to perform this act, with him. Then the Imam in continuation says, "Wala tu'addibni bil bala." Do not rectify me. Do not train me. Do not better me by means of calamities. Right? If you want to train me, if you want to better me, then do so in other means. Right? This beautiful hadith has been narrated in Bihar al-Anwar, the famous book of traditions, volume 75, page 127, and it is the ninth hadith there. So in general terms, Imam Hussein alayhi salam in this beautiful hadith asks God not to deceive him and increase his punishment by means of the continuous and successive granting of blessings, and also not to rectify his nature and his morals by means of calamities. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the punishment of God in the words of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.